remember that road. We wish to have fellowship with you in your sorrow, so that through your suffering we may have strength and peace. Help us to be strong, so that we may never betray you as Judas did, nor deny you as Peter did. We remember how they spat upon you, how they mocked you, how they pierced your hands and feet, and how they called you names, and you quietly prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." During Lenten season, may we too learn the meaning of forgiveness, so that we may learn to love as you love us. In your name we pray. Amen. And let's join in the Lenten confession. Forgive us, Lord, for being afraid. We have been afraid to go the second mile. We have been afraid to return good for evil. We have been afraid truly to let love rule in our relationships with others. We have been afraid to surrender ourselves completely to your will. Forgive us, Father, and help us to realize that we cannot truly follow you until we permit your Spirit to remove all fear from our minds, replacing it with your peace and hope. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Our psalm tonight is Psalm 34, which we read responsively. So if you turn to the Psalms, if you remember these past weeks, there's no page number, so you try and find the Psalms. And I'll read the first part of the verse, and you read the indented part of the verse. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. When I hear pages stop rattling, then I'll know you have found it. Psalm 34. Psalm 34 attributed to King David. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will glory in the Lord. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. I sought the Lord who answered me. Look upon the Lord and be radiant. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord. The lions are in want and suffer hunger. Come, children, and listen to me. Who among you takes pleasure in life? Keep your tongue from evil. Turn from evil and do good. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Many are the troubles of the righteous. God will keep safe all their bones. Evil will bring death to the wicked. O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants. Our lesson tonight comes from the second chapter of the book of Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve, male and female. Just for your information, the first five books of the Bible, there are four different authors throughout history until probably the 18th century. People attributed these to they called them the books of Moses, that Moses had, the great prophet had written them. When scholars started studying, they determined that there were four different authors from different time periods, and one of those four groups were the priestly writers who put the four writings together into these five books. And this is a group of writers called the Yahwist writers. This is the way they wrote from the second chapter of Genesis. At the time God made earth and heaven, before any grasses or shrubs had sprouted from the ground, God hadn't yet sent rain on the earth, nor was there anyone around to work the ground. The whole earth was watered by underground springs. God formed man out of dirt from the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man came alive, a living soul. Then God planted a garden in Eden in the east. He put the man he had just made in it. God made all kinds of trees grow from the ground, trees beautiful to look at and good to eat. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden, also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flows out of Eden to water the garden, and from there divides into four rivers. The first is named Pishon. It flows through Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of this land is good. The land is also known for a sweet-scented resin and the onyx stone. The second river is named Gihon. It flows through the land of Cush. The third river is named Hiddekel and flows east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. God took the man and set him down in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and keep it in order. God commanded the man, "You can eat from any tree in the garden, except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat from it. The moment you eat from that tree, you're dead." God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion." So God formed from the dirt of the ground all the animals of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. God put the man into a deep sleep. As he slept, he removed one of his ribs and replaced it with flesh. God then used the rib that he had taken from the man to make woman and presented her to the man. The man said, "Finally, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Name her woman, for she was made from man." Therefore a man leaves his mother and father and embraces his wife. They become one flesh. The two of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame. Here ends the lesson for this evening.
I'll lead the petition. At the end of each petition, I will close with, "Lord, in your mercy and your responses, hear our prayer." O Lord, we are a people in mission, this we know. Sometimes we wander in uncertainty and confusion in this world, waiting for your next word. And yet we hold confident in your love, listening expectantly for an answer. Help us to take seriously the faith that you have given to us. Help us to rise up to study life rather than to take it for granted. Help us to stand up to build character rather than to condemn the failures of those around us, those who make mistakes in their attempt to build. Help us to look for the wonderful powers and potentials in people and to seek to bring the best out in everyone we meet. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you know the needs of those who are gathered here. Some come needing to be healed. They're uptight, critical, negative, bearing scars of disappointment and disillusionment. We pray you'd heal their wounds. Others come tasting the acid of their own selfishness and bear the pain of hot words that have been spoken in anger and love cut off. Heal their wounds. Some of our loved ones have died carrying around a body day by day, but not caring anymore about what happens to them. These are folks who haven't woken up to to join you in creating your new world. Lift them from their death. Lord, in your mercy. Some of us are lonely because we've cut ourselves off and have asked that others come to them while they're unwilling to go to others. Help them to open the doors of their lives to live again. Most of all, we pray that we might be open to you in your challenge to go even into all the world, giving our lives as your Son has given. Lord, in your mercy. And so you know the sickness in our midst, Lord, which may be common to us all. Some of us cannot see or feel it because it has become a sick style of living life. But we invite you to come and give us what human minds cannot find. Grant us your special insight, your special visions, your special hope. Touch us each one with the fire of your Holy Spirit. And may we be turned on to life in new and wonderful ways, beginning right now. Fill our hearts full of joy so that we seek to celebrate and rejoice in all that life has for us. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing hymn is 543. Go, my children. 543. Go, my children, with my blessing. Children, with my blessing, you are my own. Go, my children, sins forgiven at peace and pure. Here you learn how much I love you, what I can cure. Here you heard my dear son's story. Here you touched him, saw his glory. Go, my children, sins forgiven, yet